在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today's podcast title is Crunchy Crickets. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States,And Monday through Friday, I will bring you lots of English to wake up your language learning skills. Crunchy crickets. In our house at night, when everyone is asleep, the sounds of nature fill the air. Actually, the noises don't come from outside, but inside the house. And I'm not talking about my husband snoring. Chirp, chirp, chirp.Is what we hear. It is the familiar sounds of crickets. Normally, we would get cricket noises in our garden in the summer, but it's only March, and these crickets are in a glass cage living happily for a few days until they get fed to our lizards. We have a leopard gecko and a bearded dragon who need a good tasty meal every now and then.The lizards belong to the kids, but because I am the mum of the house, I am the one who basically takes care of the animals. I'm the one who goes off to the pet shop to buy these bags of wriggling, jumpy insects. I'm also the one who has to feed them, so they can be healthy enough to feed Anthony and Dylan, the family reptiles. There is a lot of feeding going on in this house,And unfortunately for me, it involves crickets. I do love their chirping noises. However, at night they get very loud, and so I have to put their cage in the room that is farthest from the bedrooms. My sister-in-law used to have reptiles and told me a horror story that involved crickets. She had bought an extra large bag of crickets from the pet shop,So she wouldn't have to return for a few weeks. She purchased 250 crickets in all and happily took them home so her sons could feed the lizards. Well, at some point in the process, a hole appeared in the bag and all of the crickets escaped and ran into various places of her house. 250 of them!She said that it took them days to find the noisy ones, but it's a mystery what happened to a large number of the others. The smart ones, who kept their mouths shut, or should I say, their legs still. Grammar notes. Related verbs. To fill the air. The sound of jazz filled the air as the musician practiced the saxophone. To feed. Come on, kids, you need to feed the dogs. To chirp. In spring, the birds chirp very loudly early in the morning. To involve. The criminal case involved a teacher, a lawyer, and a baker.Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to check out the blog page at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. And you can always email me. I would love to hear from you at acupofenglish@live.com. That's live.com. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.